Jim Dravenstadt Masseri is the current chairman of the Ingham County Road Commission, and he's on the other end of our line. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
I appreciate your time this morning on the program. We had Vince Dragonetti, who is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners, on the program yesterday, and he had told me that members of the Ingham County Road Commission are lobbying members of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners to change their minds, to change their votes, and allow the Road Commission to continue functioning in its capacity. And although they had already voted unanimously to dissolve the Road Commission should the governor sign the law allowing municipalities, counties to decide whether to keep or dissolve these entities. Well, the governor did, and I just want to get your take on this. Is Mr. Dragonetti correct?
Well, we have been talking to our county commissioners, and I had addressed the county services 2 weeks ago and asked for them to consider leaving us on for at least 1 year, give us the opportunity for us to maintain and repair and oversee the roads. In the meantime, we recently passed a resolution 4 weeks ago to have the county start overseeing our HR functions, our finance, and IT. To me, one of the reasons we did this, I thought we could form a partnership. We could work together. They could come in and oversee these functions. And after a year's time, they can evaluate the situation to see how we're doing within that year and decide then what they'd like to do as far as moving forward. And I thought my request, county service, I thought was a reasonable request.
Now, if you're going to give up all those functions, why not just dissolve completely and turn it over to the county now?
Well, my understanding is there are other road commissions within the state that county does see those oversee those functions, and I think that it gives them an opportunity to be involved with our group over there. They have a much larger staff which would actually handle the HR. We don't have an HR director over there. We need help in labor relations. And our managing director, Bill Conklin, can't do that. And so I would like to utilize their staff to help us with that to move forward for the future.
Well,
and I thought that was
okay.
A positive move.
Well, I guess my question is, if you are relinquishing, even if it's for a year, those duties, and the county wants to put in a citizen commission, if you will, to take over your duties, but they'd be able to oversee that, why should the road commission remain intact and remain in power? What could you do differently and better?
Well, one thing, if I stay in place, I want to continue to move forward to build labor relations that's filled over there lately. I've been a labor guy for 33 years, and there's things that need to be done that work with employees internally. Ever since I became chair January 3rd, I've been working with the three unions over there. I feel that with our expertise, what we're seeing the roads as commissioners, we can continue to form those functions and work with our constituents like we have for many years. And I feel that we could work together and take that responsibility of maintaining and repairing the roads where they wouldn't have to have that responsibility, and we could continue to move forward taking those responsibilities on.
What do the unions need that they're not getting now?
They are not getting the relationship that we need to have in HR. One of the things that's lost and it's not there is the credibility and trust. And what my goal was earlier in the year was to hire an HR director. And after the state legislature had made that decision to take allow county boards to take over the rural commissions, my plan that I presented to county services was not going to move forward. I was a little disappointed about that because I believe that is what is needed to handle things internally. That was the issue recently. As far as the road commission goes, we've been maintaining and repairing the roads, and the county commissions have not had a problem with that. What they didn't have a problem with was the issues internally, and that's what needs to be fixed.
Jim, from your perspective, do you feel like you have a chance to keep the road commission intact? Do you feel like you have a chance to keep your job? What do you think the odds are?
I think there's a good chance. I think that on April 10th, when other constituents and possibly union members and other folks that come and speak on that evening could make a difference on what they say or how they feel to our commissioners. I have some hope yet, and I'm going to do everything I can to work with our county commissioners, and hopefully they will consider giving me the opportunity of us staying on for a year as an option and give me an opportunity to prove that I can show this board is a functional board. I felt we've shown that since I've taken over since April 3rd, and I continue to move in a positive direction and hopefully build a relationship with county services that we can work together for another year and then evaluate me within that year.
Jim, are you able to comment if you or other road commission members have met with Ingham County Board of Commissioner members to lobby to change their votes?
We have met with them and talked to them, I feel the conversations are going well, and it's unclear what decisions some of them will make here in the next possibly 10 days, but I'm being optimistic that there's a possibility we could work something out.
The reason that the Road Commission is being dissolved is because of past troubles, especially with chairs. How would the current Road Commission differ from the challenges that they've had over the last several years?
I feel I've been more hands-on with the employees as far as communication. I've spent more time with employees, I think, than other chairs have in the past, and I'm going to continue to do that in the near future. I think it's very important because employees never really have got to know the commissioners very closely, and I've been spending time meeting with our employees in different locations in the morning. Talking to them, I've been meeting with them individually, and I've been building relationships with them, and I think that was something that was lost in the past, and I'm going to continue to try to build a relationship with them that they can have the trust and credibility, have the trust in me that I can succeed for them, where they'll be happy for the future as far as being separate from the county.
Jim Dravenstadt, Missouri, is the current chairman for the Ingham County Road Commission. I appreciate your time, sir. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Tony. 30-